This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing you guys are probably seeing popping up throughout the United States are these wellness clinics. And I'm actually a fan. You know, a lot of people think, well, you know, doctors, especially MDs, might not be into that. No, no, no. In fact, a lot of them are run by MDs and DOs. And we, you know, the idea of attracting people to kind of come in and look at more natural, holistic things to do to augment their health is still pretty cool in the medical setting. We always are very wary of any clinics claiming that what they do will cure cancer. You know, I mean, we're always worried about false claims, but most of these wellness clinics don't really do that. And so they've been really kind of embraced by a lot of people in the medical community. A good friend of mine, you know, had opened one up, and, you know, I mean, it's really, really interesting, and, you know, I see the benefits that people get. But unfortunately, you might have some clinics out there that it might unfortunately have some, you know, sequelae that aren't very, very positive. And in this one, it was kind of deadly. And we're being told, making headlines, that a Missouri man, a 64-year-old, had died when he got an IV infusion of vitamins, one of these vitamin infusions. And they say it's reportedly the 12th time the man had sought treatment in recent months, but it was the first time he had a violent reaction to it. Now, this has been reported by the Kansas City Star, and they're not naming who he is, but apparently on November 30th, 2018, he went to Element Wellness Spa Studio. And after he was getting his infusion, and this was the 12th one, he reported that his skin felt like it was crawling. So they stopped the IV because he started vomiting. But he went home. Then he continued to vomit. Then he developed a fever of 103 degrees. He goes to the University of Kansas Hospital the next day. Now he's in organ failure. After 3 days of trying to save him, he died. Now, the man's autopsy report lists his cause of death as organ failure due to cirrhosis of the liver, contributing factors of high blood pressure and obesity. So it doesn't necessarily say an IV vitamin infusion did this, but while he was getting the IV, that's when he started to vomit and complain of the sensation in the skin. Now, there's a lot of boutiques doing it. Even non-doctors, you know, doing IV vitamin drips, and I would not suggest non-medical professionals doing that. But the reason why these kind of came about is we used to do banana bags in the ER, where we would give you an IV bag with vitamins, and it would help you with your hangover. I think on Scrubs, they made some jokes about, you know, everybody partying too hard, and then the next day getting their banana bag. And the potassium looks kind of yellow in the bag. And it's about a 20-minute, well, I don't know, that's running pretty fast. It's fast if it runs in 20 minutes, but it could run from 20 minutes to an hour. And it's a way to get the vitamins directly into the bloodstream, because some people are vomiting a lot, you know. And, you know, some people feel the boost, they feel better. And so people started to market, well, why don't we give you vitamins directly through IV? A lot of the foods are depleted in vitamins. They're very dilute, you know, because of our soil. a lot of foods that you think may be healthy because there's lettuce on your fast food burger isn't really giving you the vitamins you need. And so you started to anecdotally hear people say, you know, yeah, I really feel better when I get my vitamin infusion. And mind you, there's a lot of people that love it out there. But sometimes you can get too much of a good thing. And maybe he just received too many vitamins. If you get too much potassium, that could stop your heart. Well, if your kidneys are a little bit on the weak side, and all of a sudden they get this infusion that they're not used to, you could go into kidney failure, which is what we think might have happened with him. Then they say there's certain heart or blood pressure conditions that could also put you at risk of fluid overload from the infusion. They say excess levels of vitamins and minerals can be hard on the organs and should be avoided. Now, somebody would say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, he got a fever of 103 degrees. Well, maybe he got an infection from the IV. Well, first, you're right about getting, the risk of infection. But if he got the fever within hours of the infusion, it's unlikely. I don't know. That seems just a little too soon for an infection. Usually it takes about, a day. But that could be a possibility. The autopsy said they did look for bacteria, viral, fungal, and they didn't. But they'd have to still do samples. But it does make you think. You have an IV port. Somebody's going into your veins. They're doing that often. You run the risk of getting an infection. So many people are kind of wondering, is this a good idea? Well, this is what I tell people. As with anything holistic or anything that's, alternative, if you are feeling a benefit and you feel great and it's being, supervised by a specialist in the field or a provider, then even though I can't recommend it, because the last thing I want to do is something go wrong and somebody says, well, you told me to, go put, salt on my little toe and, what a lot of us traditional doctors do is we say, look, if you're finding benefit and, it's being supervised, we're okay with it. We're not going to intervene. Do we go out and recommend that somebody go get a vitamin infusion through an IV? Not usually. There's not a lot of us that do that. Because, again, there's always little risks. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you listen to the show live and are able to call in on our answer line. And when you will listen to us delayed, we still have an answer line and you can leave your messages. So let's go to those questions right now at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-362-3254.
Hi, I was wondering what you know about palm oil. I noticed they've been adding it to almost every kind of processed food. And do you think that could be why a lot of people are having severe health effects all of a sudden? Thank you.
I think that's a great question. We don't talk about palm oil a lot on the show. I wish I could talk to you live. But you bring up a really good point. Okay, so palm oil. I've been asked, is it good? Does it work? Does it have the health benefits that it claims, or is it risky? So let's kind of break it down. And Healthline, by the way, has a real nice kind of write-up on it. So palm oil comes from the fruit of oil palms. I guess the tree is called Elaeus guineensis, and it's native in Africa. And I guess they've used it for a long time. And the growth of this oil has, like, exploded. We've also seen it explode in Asia, and it's a huge industry now. Apparently, Malaysia and Indonesia seem to, you know, produce a lot of it. And it's kind of very similar in properties to coconut oil. So it's kind of sold semi-solid at room temperature, but it does melt at about 95 degrees. And so it kind of has a lot of fatty acids to it. It's not that expensive. It's kind of cheap, which is why it's so popular. And they say it about accounts for about a third of the global plant oil production. So we're going to see this a lot more. They say do not confuse it with palm kernel oil. That's a little different. This is just called palm oil. Apparently, they both originate from the same plant, but palm kernel oil comes from the kernel, the seed, whereas palm oil comes from the fruit. Okay? So we use a lot in cooking. And it's added to a lot of ready-to-eat foods because, again, it can exist in solid form. It doesn't necessarily have to make it, you know, wet and gooey. And a lot of people like the taste to it. They say a lot of the foods that we like that are really tasty have this palm oil. Some people say it tastes a little carroty or pumpkin-y. I don't really know. I haven't really been cognizant of that, you know. They say they use a lot for frying. Has a high smoke point. It remains very, very stable. We've seen it added to peanut butter, which is, I think, what this listener is talking about, where maybe people are so allergic to peanut butter because palm oil is being added to it. It's kind of a stabilizer. It kind of prevents the oil from separating and settling at the top of the jar. So when you do open up that jar, it's still in the peanut butter form. So we see it in cereals, we see it in baked goods. According to Healthline, they say margarine, coffee creamers, chocolate, diet bars, protein bars. And apparently there's been some back and forth because trans fats replaced palm oil when people thought, remember, we need to go more margarine-y. And then, because they thought the tropical oils jeopardize health. And then when we found out the trans fats are bad, they started to go back to putting palm oil in there. In fact, they don't do it just in food. We see palm oil in toothpaste and cosmetics and soap, even as energy sources and fuel. So it basically has vitamin E in it, which makes it a little bit attractive to those that want to add some extra vitamins. Its fat content still kind of high, 14 grams. Saturated fat, 7. A lot of calories per tablespoon, 114. Has monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. So it's still a fat, but is it a good fat? Well, so these are the health benefits they were talking about. Apparently, there's been some studies because of that vitamin E that palm oil is this pretty good source of the tocotrienols. So it's a form of vitamin E with strong antioxidant properties, and they believe that it could support brain health. Now, they say animal and human studies suggest that these tocotrienols in palm oil may help protect the delicate polyunsaturated fats in the brain, slow dementia, reduce the risk of stroke, prevent brain lesions. And apparently there was a study where they looked at 121 people, and it was a 2-year study, and they had people take this palm oil twice a day, and they found that they did fairly well and not have a progression of brain disease. They also have claimed that this palm oil can help protect the heart. I don't know where I am on this one. Some studies think it lowers the bad cholesterol, the LDL. There was a large analysis of 51 studies that found that total and LDL levels were lower in people that followed palm oil-rich diets than those that used trans fats or myristic and lauric acid diets. Not really sure what an example is of that, but they're out there. And then a 3-month study looked at cholesterol going down, a drop in 15% LDL in people who took 2 tablespoons a day of olive oil or a hybrid palm oil. But remember, this still isn't olive oil. So, there was another study in 1995 saying that palm oil may slow disease progression in people with heart disease. And then, vitamin A. People will say that palm oil helps improve your vitamin A status if you're deficient. They looked at pregnant women in developing countries who consumed this red palm oil, and they noticed they had more vibrant vitamin A levels in their blood as well as in their breastfed infants. And they found that cystic fibrosis patients who can't absorb fat-soluble vitamins very well experience increased levels of vitamin A, and the fat-soluble vitamins are A, D, E, and K. So it shows that there may be a definite benefit in helping boost certain vitamin levels. But before everybody gets all excited about it, we're still talking about oil. We're still talking about fat. And so one study looked at women with high cholesterol, and it showed that the LDL, in terms of the bad cholesterol, didn't necessarily change as a result of taking this palm oil, and some even found an elevation of it. So one animal study looked at if you consumed oil that has been repeatedly reheated, you may get plaque deposits in your arteries due to a decrease in the oil's antioxidant activity. So the more you heat it up, the less antioxidants it has, and then the more chance you have of plaquing. So what they did is they tested rats with this. So rats ate food containing the palm oil that had been reheated 10 times. These rats developed large arterial plaques and other signs of heart disease over only 6 months. The rats that stayed away from the palm oil didn't. So there's some controversy. And then, don't get me started, there's a lot of deforestation that may take place. Deforestation, you know, they believe will have, you know, huge effects on global warming. You know, we're not getting our oxygen as much, you know, because plants make oxygen. And they say, you know, apparently I believe what's going on is the fruits are so high up on these trees that in order to get to the fruit, to get to the palm oil, you got to cut the tree. And then they say it's also going to endanger orangutans, the Bornean orangutans that are facing extinction. And they say there's been some human rights violations by palm oil corporations, clearing farmlands and forests without permission, paying low wages, unsafe working conditions. So there's been a lot of ethics involved. And so what's the take-home message? Well, I don't know necessarily if palm oil could be triggering a lot of our food allergies. I don't like when stuff is added to our food, but we eat a lot of foods and we take for granted why they look the way they do. I mean, you guys have all seen a peanut, and then you've opened up a jar of Skippy or Peter Pan peanut butter. And it's smooth, it's rich, the oil doesn't separate, it's buttery. All right, obviously something happened to that little baby peanut to turn around and make peanut butter. Now, I am a huge fan of guacamole because that's as natural as you get. Take the avocado, dump it into the bowl, add some tomato, add some salt, add some pepper, add some little lemon lime. I like to sometimes throw a little cheese in mine. You know, try to make it kind of chunky. And you, boom, you have guacamole. I'm not adding things. I'm able to make a paste. I'm able to make a dish. Hummus also you could do. Without, you know, no, I didn't have to wipe off the microphone. Hummus, also you can make, I don't really have a real good recipe, but it, again, it, you know, there's a lot of foods and pastes and things you can make without necessarily having to add extra substances. But you buy stuff from a store, it's going to have it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump currently on his way to eastern Alabama to view devastated areas after last Sunday's tornadoes that killed 23. As he was leaving the White House, he was asked about his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, being sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison for financial fraud convictions. He says he's troubled by the sentence the judge handed down, but he says the judge
also made the statement that this had nothing to do with collusion with Russia. So, you know, keep it going. Let's go. Keep the hoax going.
Chelsea Manning in custody after refusing to testify before a federal grand jury that's investigating WikiLeaks. The former Army intelligence analyst released classified data to WikiLeaks in 2010, was convicted in 2013. Her sentence was commuted by President Obama. And this is USA Radio News.
It is frozen food month as we turn the calendar into March, and there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000?
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. Easyhomemeals.com and get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, they're saying doctors are doing a bad job at something else. And you know what? I just want to tell everybody to go bite. Honestly, I am sick and tired of hearing these articles saying, well, doctors aren't doing this, doctors aren't doing that, doctors aren't doing this. Do you know what we have to do? Do you guys realize what we doctors have to do? I mean, whether it's looking at your sore throat or looking at your nose or listening to your lungs or making sure you're not having a heart attack, making sure you don't have a pneumonia, making sure you're not having a stroke, making sure you're not going to bleed to death, making sure you're not going to have an adverse reaction to an antibiotic that we give you, making sure that if we do a procedure on you that you don't get an infection from that, making sure we don't miss a cancer that could be sitting there at the bottom of your butt, making sure your prostate's not growing and enlarging and prohibiting you from peeing, making sure you don't have vaginal discharge that could be a sign of cancer or an STD, making sure you don't spread an STD, making sure we don't make superbugs, making sure you don't overdose on a narcotic, making sure you don't take a prescription, end up getting addicted to it, and then overdosing on that, making sure you don't take a prescription and selling it, making sure you don't take a prescription, drinking it with alcohol, and then having the mixture, and then dying from it. What the hell do you guys expect from us? Back off. Let us doctors do our thing. Well, you have insurance and you have new ICD-10 codes and you have Obamacare and you have deductibles and you have to bill the insurance correctly. You got to make sure there's a prior authorization. Is the MRI covered? Is the mammogram covered? Did you order a mammogram diagnostic or did you order a mammogram screening? Did they need an ultrasound? Did they not need an ultrasound? Was the biopsy covered? Was the biopsy authorized? Was the biopsy ordered? Was the biopsy followed up on? Were the results, you know, received? Did you call the patient? Did you send the patient to the, you know, specialist? All right, people, we got a lot on our plate and we do it. And we do it all pretty damn good. So I need the media to just back the hell off. Well, in the media, they're now saying that we doctors don't screen for Alzheimer's all that too good. Well, I am sorry. There is only so much we could do in a day. Cut us some slack, Jack. Now, they do have a point. Okay? It would be nice to catch Alzheimer's early. It would be nice to make sure that one of your loved ones is not starting to lose some of their cognitive function, such that they may take a pill incorrectly, or take too much of a pill, or overeat, or overdrink, or do something. I get that. But they say that we're really, really good at checking seniors' cholesterol levels, blood pressure, but we fail to use tests that could detect dementia. Why are we failing so miserably in that? I'll tell you why, but we'll finish. This is NPR. They say fewer than half of primary care doctors surveyed say they routinely test patients 65 and older for problems with memory and thinking. That's according to a report released Tuesday by the Alzheimer's Association. And just 16% of older patients surveyed said they received regular cognitive assessments during routine health checkups. In contrast, they say 91% of seniors say their annual visits get a blood pressure check. Only 91%. Why isn't it 100? Why isn't it people? 100% should be getting their blood pressure checked. Why would 9% not? Okay, that's not too good. 83% say they get a cholesterol test. I think that could be a little better, too. So according to Keith Fargo, Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach for the Alzheimer's Association, they say this cognitive assessment should be part of every senior's annual wellness visit. But we're seeing that it's simply not happening. They say a cognitive assessment typically takes a few minutes and may include questioning the patient or the patient's family, observing the patient's interactions, or using short verbal or written tests. And Medicare has made the evaluation a required part of annual wellness visits. But doctors, they say, skip the evaluation. Many seniors are diagnosed only when they are severely impaired. As a result, it is often too late for the patient to plan for the future or enter a clinical trial. They have a point, but I'll tell you what's going on. We'll just finish this first. They say the first person who gets a drug that stops their Alzheimer's will get that drug in the context of a clinical trial. But it's only going to happen to somebody if they know they have cognitive decline. So the report found that 82% of seniors think it's important to have their thinking and memory checked out regularly. And 94% of primary care physicians say it's important to assess every patient 65 and older for cognitive impairment. But many doctors remain hesitant to broach the subject of testing. They say usually what we're seeing is that physicians are waiting for the senior to bring any concerns to them. And most seniors don't do that. Most seniors don't want to lose their driver's license, don't want the stigma, so most seniors won't bring it up themselves. Also, another common fear, they say, for doctors is that they will harm an older patient by doing an assessment that reveals a cognitive problem. Now, there's really no harm in doing that, so I'm not really sure what's going on there. Now, what does the task force recommend? Well, the task force says the current evidence on cognitive screening is insufficient. So if we're not being told by the United States Preventative Services Task Force to do it, we don't necessarily do it. So, cognitive testing. What's going on here? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. It's time. Testing somebody for cognitive function takes too long. When you are dealing with a busy practice, and I'm not saying this is good, I'm just, you know, being really honest. That's why it's not being done. The blood pressure can get done by the nurse. The nurse tests the blood pressure. The blood work gets done in the lab. But when that doctor has to move from room to room to room and see 20 to 30 patients a day, and it's not the simple, oh, I got a cough and cold, check me out and let me go. If they're seeing an adult population that's older, these visits take a very long time. And to stop and perform a mini mental status exam or, you know, perform cognitive testing, even though we do have some shorter screens, just don't seem to be on the top of a lot of doctors' minds. You know? In fact, when I would be really, really busy and somebody would start to have cognitive issues, I would refer them to neurology who could sit down, spend the time, do the testing, order the MRI. And I hate to admit that. I would have loved to do it myself. But I don't manage cognitive, you know, function loss. I don't. So I figured I would get them in with a neurologist, and that would, you know, that would be able, that would allow them to have the length of time of a visit that they deserve for that. The other thing, too, is your annual visit. I can't tell you how many people say that they go in for a physical or an annual, but they had a mole, they had this, they had all this other stuff that needed to be addressed, and it couldn't get addressed. Well, there's a couple reasons for that. One is insurance won't pay for the other things getting addressed. So if it's a physical, the doctor will do the physical, which takes a lot of time, and then you're done. If you have any issues, you have to come back. Well, if an older person's like, well, yeah, I am having some memory issues, but I really don't want to make a big deal about it. I don't want to make a separate visit for that. Then they're not going to get that separate visit just for that. A lot of people also want a few things being addressed per visit. If you're having cognitive issues, that deserves its whole visit in and of itself. It shouldn't be tacked onto a physical. It shouldn't be tacked onto a blood pressure visit. The problem is, you know, the doctors are in a hurry, patients feel intimidated, so nobody brings it up. And then there's the idea of, okay, what do we do? A lot of doctors don't want to diagnose something they can't treat. You have some cognitive deficit. What do we do? Well, a lot of times we'll order an MRI, see if we start to see brain atrophy. You know, we might order some other testing, but insurance companies don't, especially Medicare, doesn't like you ordering an MRI. So a lot of doctors may be thinking, look, you know, if you are having some signs of cognitive deficit, I really can't very easily treat that. You know, they may be subconsciously not diagnosing it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm going to be gone the next couple of days for Talk Show Boot Camp. Don Anthony's conference in Marina Del Rey is going to be great. I get to moderate a panel called Rock That Talks. And we got some great, great talent that I get to interview. And I'm really, really excited about that. It's a pretty, pretty cool panel. It's pretty, pretty cool when you're in radio, when you get to kind of moderate a panel and you get to teach others how to do things in radio. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you're going to teach younger people how to do radio. Have you listened to your show? Yes, I have listened to my show. I love my show. But it isn't about me. It's about Frank Kramer. It's about LaDonna. It's about Jamie Markley, Rich Schertenleib, Chris Steigel, Brian Whitman, and Jennifer Horn. It's about a lot of real, real cool talent out there. And so they're the ones that I'm going to be kind of interviewing and having them give advice. I'm basically there to look pretty. So, which, again, I'm not, again, very successful at doing. So, we're going to have a couple, replays, but hopefully some best ofs. And I'm hopefully coming back Monday. Monday, though, is very, very interesting. Doctors have the match coming up. And the match is a is where you go through medical school and you need to find a residency. Well, a residency is like a job. And so you apply like you would apply for a job. Now, remember, you're a student. You haven't graduated medical school. But this residency will make a decision about 60 days before you, 60, maybe 70 days before you graduate medical school. And they look at your CV, a resume. You have a letter, a personal statement. Kind of more in depth than the cover letter. You have letters of recommendation for this job. And then, of course, you have your board scores and all that. And you do an interview. You interview. So a bunch of my baby doctors who are now growing up and just about to graduate went through that whole process. And students all across the country are going to be on pins and needles this week, this next week that's coming up. And it's called Match Week. And Match Week is where you decide, where you find out if you got the job. Now, a lot of people are kind of confused by that, going, wait a second, you go and you interview, why don't they tell you right then and there? They don't. Because remember, they are interviewing hundreds of medical students. And they need a more uniformed way of giving everybody a job. We want all medical students who are worthy of graduating to get a job. And so residencies get to rank who they want. And they'll rank first all the way down to, like, if they have six slots, they'll rank six, and then they'll have some alternates, like 7, 8, 9, etc. When students rank, they kind of do similar. Well, I want the program in New York. I want the program in Nevada. I want the program in California, Irvine. I want the program in San Francisco. And they rank. And then this match uses this algorithm and lines everybody up. So usually the program gets their first pick. So let's say a program in New York chooses Dr. Dahlia. And they go, we want Dr. Dahlia. But a program in San Francisco says, I want Dr. Dahlia too. I know this is very hypothetical, okay? I get it. You're not really going to have two programs fight for Dr. Dahlia. I get it. So let's say New York goes, we rank Dr. Dahlia one, we want her. San Francisco goes, we rank Dr. Dahlia number one, we want her. If I had ranked San Francisco above New York, I'd go to San Francisco. If I rank San Francisco third, and New York wants me, and I rank New York higher, I go to New York. So you see how there's this kind of tug, the algorithm handles it for you. But here's the problem. Let's say I didn't do good in medical school. Okay, now we're getting a little bit more realistic here. I did good. I matched. I did good. But sometimes you have a student that goes, you know what? My grades are pretty good. I got some good letters of recommendation, but I want to go to the creme de la creme program. I want to go to the fanciest surgical program out there. So I am going to list these four programs as my top. But the programs took people that were higher than you, ranked people higher. You don't match. You don't have a job. So now you have to decide if you want to take any of the remaining jobs that are out there. Now, what remaining jobs would be out there? But there's a lot of programs that have a lot of, luckily, residency openings. And they're usually more liberal in, not political liberal, but they're more liberal in terms of having openings in the primary care. There's not a lot of surgical residencies compared to primary care. So then you'd have to decide, well, am I going to be okay with family medicine or internal medicine, which I think you would be. I think primary care is the bomb. But so if you don't get in to the program of your choice, right? You know, maybe you shot too high. Maybe it was just too competitive. Maybe there wasn't enough residency spots. Maybe you didn't get a chance to do an audition rotation there where it's kind of like an internship where you work for a month there even though you don't get money. You rotate as a medical student. So then you go through something called the match or the SOAP where you, or we used to call it scramble, where you try to find a job. And it's a very, very rigorous process. Unfortunately, it is a very nerve-wracking process. And I was very fortunate to have matched. So I don't know what any of my colleagues went through. I don't even know if any of my colleagues had to. But I found out I got my job, I think it was like on March 17th, and then I had 2 months to move or 3 months to move once I graduated. Actually, once you graduate, you only have a couple weeks to get your butt over where you need to move to, et cetera. But when you don't have a residency, you need to find a place. So medical schools during match week, luckily nowadays, right, find out a few days before everybody else finds out who doesn't have a place to go. And then all hands on deck try to get them into remaining residencies. Now, mind you, this is like, remember the Cannonball Run? It's kind of like that where you have people, you have everybody calling the remaining programs that have spots. And it's why they called it Scramble. Now they call it a fancier name. Unfortunately for the average student, they're scared to death that they may be graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt and not have a residency program that doesn't really necessarily have to do with their board scores or how they interviewed. It's just the four, you know, they picked programs that luck of the draw only had a few spots and they already filled. And so I've had students reach out kind of freaking out, and of course I'm going to help, you know, being an MD, I could call a lot of the MD programs. So if you don't hear from me as much next week, it may be because I'm doing some of that work, but for the most part, almost all students get in and they get their jobs and they get, you know, and then they get to start being doctors. But I bring that up because, you know, if you do see a medical student or you do see a doctor or whatever, okay, nursing student, PA, nurse practitioner, realize that for them to have made it, you know, it was hell. I mean, there was a lot of trials and tribulations that had to occur, and a lot of ups and downs, and it was scarier than scary. And, you know, and I see why in medicine or dentistry or whatever, depression and suicide is so high. Because you go through all this thinking there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. And then you're in a field that has a lot of trials and tribulations in and of itself. I mean, gosh, a lot of doctors want to quit. You know, when we hit the recession and Obamacare took over and people had high deductibles and you didn't really have much of a choice. You wanted to order a test and you couldn't. So, you know, if you guys do know a medical student, this next week is going to be really, really rough. Go easy on them. Don't ask them for a Z-Pack, okay? Let them do what they got to do. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Thank you.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.